Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
For as long as I can remember, I've suffered from unnerving recurring dreams and night terrors. The How It Ends podcast is an exploration of daily life and the imprint it leaves on our memory and consciousness. This podcast is made by me, Micah Jones, with some help from my two closest friends, Elia Cabral and Devin Williams. I'm not sure where this journey will take me, so follow along as I try to uncover the meaning of my dreams and finally get some sleep. I'm releasing this in real time, so if you're just joining, please start from the beginning, and thank you for listening. Hey, everyone. Right away, I think you can probably notice that I'm a little under the weather. It's been a tough couple of weeks, so I'm feeling a little sick, but I'm okay. Anyway, Elia and Devin are here at my house. After I listened to my dad's tapes, I called them and apologized profusely. And lucky for me, they forgave me. So to make it up to them, I'm making dinner tonight, giving Elia the evening off, which I thought would, you know, be a nice thing to do. It's the least I could do, really.
Sounds good. What are you making?
Pastelillos and tostones. Mm.
You're also cutting the onions all wrong.
Lest I remind you that I'm the one cooking tonight, would you mind laying off?
Yeah, I mean, you can still cook, but I will just, you know, take this one job off your hands because it's going to cook all uneven if it's chopped like a bunch of shit. So,
okay. I know how to chop onions, Elia. This is my mom's recipe, which I have made a million times.
Right, a million times.
Yes, really.
Your knives are blunt as fuck. Didn't I buy you a sharpener for Christmas? Like, where is it? Do you even use it?
No.
Yeah, of course not. When was the last time you've been cooked anyway?
I gotta think about that.
Anytime now.
I remember. It was actually roughly 5 years ago. It was that night that you were coming over to make me a feast, but instead you slipped on ice and then slid all the way underneath your car in my driveway.
Yeah.
You remember
and
that.
And I rolled my ankle real bad.
Yep. Yeah.
They call me Mr. Glass.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I cooked and you barked orders at me from the couch while manhandling a fifth of my bullet,
right, by the way.
For the pain, you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
I remember that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw you fall, and you were like laying there, shouting at the sky, cursing like a sailor. I mean, carried your tiny, limp, broken body into Micah's apartment.
Right? Like you would? How can you even imagine that something so small makes so much noise?
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, you remember we invited Devin for dinner, and I made it.
Right.
It was
you made it. Whatever.
Yeah, it was good if I remember correctly.
Well, yeah, because you had a really good teacher by your side.
A teacher. If by teaching you mean someone shouting at me incoherently about flashpoints and salmonella poisoning, then yes, it was the cordon fucking bleu. Okay? Like, okay.
It's a nice introduction for my first real time hanging out with you, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think you're right. But, you know, you were Mulder's other lover, you know, already by this point.
Yeah, well, that I was. But, he came to me, remember? I was moving in. He ran into my apartment because someone let him escape through their back door.
I was carrying all my grocery bags, and if you know how the saying goes, two trips are four.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Mommy was just being neglectful, wasn't she, mother?
Oh,
mm-hmm.
My God.
Come here, boy. You know.
Leave my cat alone. My God.
Anyhow, you know what I was thinking about? You ever think about how easy it is not to recognize pivotal moments in your life? You know, like simple things suddenly become important, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make a mark in your life.
I guess. Why?
I don't know. I was thinking that might have been one of those moments.
My destroyed ankles and alcohol shouting from the couch was a big moment in your life?
Well, yeah, actually. I mean, your destroyed ankles and shouting all drunk, right? You know, that it brought us all together. We all hung out. And, I mean, if you think about it, that was the night we kind of just became us.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess you're right. You know, Elle, we'd hung out before because we bonded over that particular lovely person that we both worked with at the time.
God, yeah.
But I guess it really wasn't up until like that night that we kind of ended up like we are now.
Ride or die.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, not to be corny, but I always kind of wanted sisters. Oh. You know, Elliot falling and acting like crotchety old man under a car. That's the kind of thing that
par
made
for the course.
Well, you know, and I finally got them.
You consider us your sisters?
Well, all right, don't let it go to
your
head.
Yeah, we love each other. Yeah. We love each other. Well,
yeah, there goes the crotchety old man.
Can you now give me the spoon? You're burning my onions.
We love you too, Elia. Even when you're like this.
Shut up.
Oh, you know what? Since you took over, I'll get it. I will get it.
No,
since you,
I was supposed to. They're your onions. I'll get the door.
Okay.
You need any help, Mike?
Yeah. You could get me a beer, little bro.
Little bro. Whatever, shorty.
Micah, there's someone at the door who wants to talk to you. She won't tell me her name, but she called you Mickey.
Okay. She called me Mickey?
Really? Yeah, she corrected herself and said Micah, but she for sure called you Mickey first.
The only person that ever... No fucking way.
Who do you think it is?
I am not 100% sure, but I have a feeling, like, and not a good one.
Guys, I'm gonna step outside, you know, just for a second. I'm sorry.
Everything okay?
Yeah. You know, I'll be right back. Elliot, do you mind?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, thank you. Sit.
Can we go inside?
Honestly, I'm good out here.
I get it. I understand why you don't want to go inside.
Yeah, my friends are in there, so no.
I was your friend, too.
Was?
Mickey.
Don't call me that.
Okay. How have you been?
Fine, I guess. It's been a weird year. You?
Yeah. Yeah, for me, too. I got a postcard from Brendan not too long ago. And
I'm not going to do small talk. Amy, what do you want? I'm pretty sure you didn't come here to talk about your brother.
Actually, I go by Amelia now. And no, I didn't.
Okay, Amelia, what do you want?
I haven't been a friend to you in a long time, but I don't... I mean, look, I should have been there, and I wasn't, and I can't change that. But I'm sorry, I need you to know that.
You came all the way here just to tell me that?
Yes, but...
You could have emailed.
Yeah, I could have, but I needed to know that you'd actually hear what I have to say. If I emailed you, you might have ignored it, and there are things I have to tell you. Things that you really need to know. I just couldn't risk you deleting an email or not returning my call.
Listen, you know, whatever happened when we were kids, it's forgiven, it's over, and, you know, it didn't mean anything. I know that now. And it's fine. Like, you really didn't have to come all
You're
this
wrong.
Way. How?
I listened to your podcast.
You came here for that?
I think you're onto something.
No, I'm done with the podcast, and if you listen to it, then you heard everything. I made this into something that it wasn't, and it almost messed up every relationship that's important to me. I'm done. And, you know, I'm cooking dinner for my friends in there and they're waiting for me. So thank you for coming by. But no.
You need to keep looking. I want to help.
No, I said it. I'm done.
No, you have to keep going. Please just listen.
Amy, you need to go.
Someone is lying to you.
What are you talking about?
Mark, Officer Schrade, he and Luke know each other. They've known each other for over 20 years.
How do you know that?
I met all of Luke's friends when we were dating, and I hung out at Schrade's house a few times. His son Tim was Luke's best friend.
Okay, so what if Luke and Schrade used to know each other 25 years ago? It's a small town, Amy. Everyone knows everyone.
Tim was there the night Luke got drunk on Halloween. And so was I. We didn't leave him out there. He passed out drunk, but we were all still there hanging out when he woke up. That light he saw was us. He just started running. We called after him, but he didn't turn around. It was like he couldn't hear us.
Great. So Luke lied to me. Whatever. He's a fucking ghost now. And, you know, I haven't even heard from him in weeks, so it really doesn't matter. Like I said, I'm very much done with this.
No, there's more.
I don't care.
Trust me, you do.
Look, you don't know me anymore, so please don't come here and pretend like we're kid best friends like we were all those years ago. Amy, I'm not holding a grudge, but I'm also not going to get sucked back into a bunch of shit that ends with me pushing all my friends away. For what? Like, in search of what? Nothing.
Your dream and that day in the park, it matters. I mean, I think it matters. I don't have all the answers yet, but I want to help you find them.
What about it? What about it?
The dream about the woods.
Yeah.
The day in the park. I think there's more to it. And your dad...
There isn't. You heard Schrade tell me what happened. It nearly fucking broke me.
Micah.
No. Go home, Amy. Please, just leave me alone.
Schrade isn't telling you everything.
Go home, Amy.
Micah, you were in the truck the night your dad crashed. You just don't remember.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.